When the announcement was made at the Black Women's Agenda luncheon that John McCain was not going to support the latest effort to repeal and replace Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act, there was a standing ovation of 1,500 mostly African-American women. I asked Congresswoman Joyce Beatty about her thoughts about Senator John McCain's efforts not to support ACA.
I was very pleased to learn this. He was with us when we had the first vote. And what was really important was he said in good conscience he could not vote for this. He also said he was friends of the authors of the Cassidy Graham bill and that he was friends with them and that they were doing the right thing. And that's my message that I'll be sending to America. We have to band together to do the right thing because without health care, it will destroy this country, and we are a better America than that.
And this is what, at a time when you actually thought that it was going to happen, that repeal and replace was going to happen, because I talked to Congressman Clyburn yesterday who thought that it could actually have been repealed and replaced.
I think we were all very nervous because that vote number that we need is so fragile. And we needed him, and he was saying he didn't know how he was going to vote. And that made all of us very nervous. But today, his breaking news coming a few days early than the vote, he sounded strong and committed. So this is a good day for us, but we still have so much work to do.
Do you think it's going to make other people decide not to support it?
It's very difficult now. When we took the first vote and we had the two female senators and John McCain join them, we didn't pick up other senators to be with us. We have what we need, but I am hopeful, and we have to start calling other senators and holding them accountable, like my senator from Ohio, Senator Portman, who said he's not decided yet. We need to start calling all of those who are not decided to get them on board.
John McCain is a plus, but the work still needs to happen. You need the undecideds.
Yes, we need more people because I think it will send a greater message that this is just the beginning. When President Obama was still in office, almost 60 times they brought votes up to repeal Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. So we cannot afford to close one eye on this.
April Ryan, AURN News.